here. And the ball game brought to you by Andrew Ekman of West Plains, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. By the way, Andrew Ekman is Shelter Insurance. Part of the Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center of West Plains, Negri Plumbing, West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics, West Plains, also J&J Recovery and Towing, West Plains, and Thayer, Parkway Beauty Academy in West Plains, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, West Plains, and Thayer, Simmons Bank of West Plains, Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home in West Plains, the Scissor Zone and Toyota of West Plains, our boosters for the ball game this evening, Ozark Awards, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, Coon Construction, Knockout Tanning Salon, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman and Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn of West Plains, Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer, and Bless Your Heart Boutique, West Plains and Alton. It's the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics of West Plains pregame show. Lady Zizzers coming in at 1-0 on the season so far with that win last Monday night over the Willow Springs Lady Bears. They won it by 14 points. We'll take a break. We'll come back in 60 seconds here on the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics of West Plains pregame show, and we'll talk some Lady Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy is open to the public. Visit them in their newly remodeled lobby or use the convenient drive-thru. They accept all major insurance plans and offer competitive pricing for non-insured patients. Open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to noon on Saturday. The drive-thru window is on 8th Street with a driveway entrance on Alaska Avenue in West Plains. For more information or to transfer your prescription, call 417-256-1793. Choose Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy where they are focused on your health.
Save big on your Christmas shopping at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Four-post boot and glove dryers, just $29.99. Boot scrubbers, $6.99. And lots of Black Friday in-store specials that you just have to see. And don't forget the Hirsch gift cards. Check out Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply and West Plains' Facebook page for all the savings. Proud to be your locally owned independent farm supply store.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Fairgrove High School. West Plains Lady Scissors getting ready to take on the Monette Lady Cubs here in first round action of the 40th Annual Fairgrove Girls Invitational Basketball Tournament. It is the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics of West Plains pregame show. Lady Scissors tonight looking to go 2-0. They are the defending champs of the Fairgrove Tournament. They won it last year over Clever, and so they are the defending champions, and they will look to kick out tonight and get underway here with the win and hopefully move on to play on Thursday night. Now, the tournament will start off here at 5 o'clock with the West Plains Lady Scissors in Monette, and then the second game will be Fairgrove taking on Logan Rogersville. Fairgrove seeded fourth, Rogersville fifth. The Lady Scissors are seeded first in the tournament. Monette is seeded seventh. And then the nightcap tonight at 8 o'clock, number 2 Clever takes on number 6 Springfield Catholic. Now, the Lady Scissors, if they win tonight, they will play on Thursday night at 6 p.m. in the semifinals. They'll play the winner of the Fairgrove-Rogersville ball game. And if they lose tonight, they'll play Tuesday night, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, against the loser of Rogersville and Fairgrove. So that's the way the tournament stacks up. Of course, the finals will be on Friday. So we'll have the ball games for you right here on 100.9 The Train. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back in 60 seconds, or actually we'll come back in 30 seconds. We'll have your starters for you on the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics West Plains pregame show on 100.9 The Train.
Now there's even more reasons Knox Orthopedics should be your clinic of choice for orthopedic care. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell welcome Dr. Don Franklin to their team of highly experienced and trained orthopedists. Dr. Franklin, a sports medicine fellow, looks forward to helping you return to productive, pain-free work, play, and enjoyment of life. Appointments are available in West Plains and Mountain Home.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
You're listening to West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
All right, we're back at Fairgrove High School and getting ready to announce the starters for the ball game tonight. For the Monette Lady Cubs, first out, number 3, Allison Inman. Natalie Turner is next out. Sadie Camp is the next one out for the Lady Cubs. Kim Ferris and Kaya Johnson should be the fifth starter here for the Monette Lady Cubs. Coached by Coach Josh Klein, assisted by Matt Houck. And the Lady Cubs taking on the West Plains Lady Scissors. And for the Lady Scissors tonight, sophomore Georgia Osborne. Senior Mackenzie Brunson. Sophomore Drew Harris. Freshman Alyssa Joyner. And here comes the junior Ashton Judd, the Twin Towers for the Lady Scissors, coached by Coach Scott Wallach. And he's assisted by Cass Johnson. And the Lady Scissors coming in at 1-0. All right. Hope you enjoyed the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedics West Plains pregame show. We're ready to get the first round action underway here. Like we said earlier, the winner of this game takes on the winner of the next game between Fairgrove and Rogersville, and the losers will take on each other. So here we go. Lady Scissors break the huddle, and it will be Kim Ferris to jump center against Ashton Judd. Judd will have about an inch on her here, so. Okay, I believe we're just about ready as soon as the official quits talking, and here we go. And Lady Scissors will control the tip. Brunson will the basketball. She'll give it up to Osborne, who will set the offense. She'll come left side on the wing to Brunson. Up top to Osborne once again. And Monette in the zone defense, cross court left wing. Brunson for the three. It's no good. And the rebound's taken down by Inman. And here comes Monette with the basketball. It'll be Johnson to bring it up. Lady Scissors will be in a 1-3-1 zone. Brunson almost made the steal, just a half a step shy. Shot up, no good that time, and rebound from Drew Harris. Here comes Georgia Osborne up the floor for the Lady Scissors. She'll come left side, Brunson on the wing, down on the block. They'll go inside, and Joyner scores the first 2 points for the Lady Scissors. They take a 2-0 lead. And Lady Scissors with some three-quarter court pressure right now. And Ashton Judd steals the pass, pulls up for the jumper. It's no good. Brunson inside for the rebound. Her shot's no good. Rebound comes down to Inman, and Monette will have it. They'll give it up to Johnson, who'll bring it up the floor. And Johnson will set the offense. It's going to be kicked by Osborne, so it'll be Monette ball right in front of the Lady Scissors bench. Just underway at 6:48. Lady Scissors up 2-0, and they'll go left side to Inman, or Turner, I should say. And it's stolen away by the Lady Scissors. Drew Harris got her hands on it. Judd stole the pass. She'll take it down the lane, and we got a blocking foul. No shot, they're going to say. First foul of the ball game goes against Monette. And let's see who they called it on there. It'll be on Turner. That's her first. So Judd will take it out of bounds. Under the Lady Scissors basket, Osborne in the left corner. Shot is no good. And Brunson with the rebound puts it back up and in. Mackenzie Brunson, Lady Scissors up 4-0. And three-quarter court pressure once again. Up the floor and going to be out of bounds. It'll be a turnover on Monette. Lady Scissors will have it in front of the Lady Scissors bench. And Osborne will bring it across the timeline. Right side this time to Judd on the wing. Down in the corner is Harris. Inside to Joyner. Shot up and good. Joyner has 4, and Monette wants a timeout. 6:10 to go first quarter. 6-0 Lady Scissors. Back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Scissors Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
If you or a loved one is diagnosed with sleep apnea, Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment has the latest technology in CPAP and BiPAP machines to assist you in your treatment. Home also carries all your CPAP and BiPAP supplies, from mask and tubing to the SoClean sanitizing machine. Talk to your doctor today and ask for Home, an affiliate of Ozarks Medical Center at the corner of 8th and Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. You can also visit them at homemedicalwp.com.
Now, more West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the Fairgrove Tournament. Monette will have the basketball. Lady Scissors up 6-0 with 6:10 to go first quarter. And Monette with the basketball. Turner on the right side, and she'll give it back. Well, Turner will get it back, and she'll get it across the timeline. Lady Scissors trying to trap, and they do. And now they'll go underneath Monette. Well, shot is blocked by Joyner. Joyner blocks Inman's shot. Jett will bring the ball up the floor. She's on the right wing. Now it's Brunson up top to Osborne. Osborne now gets the offense set. Now she's ready to go. Jett on the right wing. Inside is Brunson. She'll try to drive, and it's going to be off the fingertips. Drew Harris. Harris thought Brunson was going to shoot, so she had already gotten position for the rebound. Out of bounds, it'll be Monette basketball. Once again, it'll be Johnson with it. Gives it up to Turner. Turner now. And up the floor, it's stolen away. Ashton Judd now with the long pass, gets the layup. Judd's got her first points of the ball game. Lady Scissors lead it 8-0. Monette to throw it in. He'll get it back to Kemp. Kemp gives it to Turner. Turner trying to get it across and does across the timeline. It's Johnson underneath. Shot up is no good. Drew Harris, and Drew lost the handle on it. Monette will get the basketball. Shot out of the corner for three is good. And that one, I believe, that's going to be Kemp. So Kemp gets the first points for Monette. It's an 8-3 Lady Scissors lead. Brunson on the left wing. He'll go Judd at the post. Right side, Osborne from the wing. It's good for two. So Osborne gets the two. And the Lady Scissors lead is 7. Turner with it. Now he'll give it back to Kemp. Kemp back to Turner. He'll bring it up, and George Osborne just a step late of stealing that pass. But around the horn, another long three is good by Turner. And Monette now has hit two threes in the ball game. Lady Scissors lead is 4. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Osborne, she'll go right side. That'll be Judd. Now they'll bring it over. Osborne on the left wing. Brunson up top. Back to Osborne. She's going to shoot the three from the left side. No good. And Judd underneath just fights and takes the rebound away. Judd with the score. And it's a 12-6 Lady Scissors lead now. And Monette will throw it in. Johnson with it. Gives it back to Kemp. Kemp up to Turner. Turner across the timeline. Turner. Now they'll set the offense. Kemp on the right side. That will be Johnson down there. Johnson dribbles in, gets cut off down the right corner. Now they'll go cross court, and Judd picks off the pass. Here comes Ashton Judd, and it's another layup for the Lady Scissors. Judd's got 6. It's a 14-6 ball game with 3:12 to go first quarter. Lady Scissors in the lead, and it'll be Kemp with it. Up the floor, gives it up to Inman now. Inman across the timeline, almost lost it. Now she's going to get it down on the right post. Shot is up and no good that time by Johnson. Rebound comes down to Drew Harris, and here comes Mackenzie Brunson up the floor with the basketball. Lady Scissors trying to run every chance they get. Judd's going to fire the three, and she hits the three-pointer. Ashton Judd that time with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. Lady Scissors up by 11. 2.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Monette with the basketball. It's Kemp. And Joyner almost stole it that time. And it's going to go off the hands of Monette out of bounds. Lady Scissors will have it. And now, 4 brand-new players in for the Lady Scissors. And who's going to stay in the ball game here? I believe it will be Mackenzie Brunson. So now we've got Zoe Williams, Mary Claire gone, Kaylee Dixon, and Jade Berry into the ballgame for the Lady Scissors. Brunson will take the point. 2:15 now. Coach Womack getting everybody in position. Now we're ready to go. Brunson goes right side. That'll be Dixon back up top to Brunson. Brunson with the basketball. She'll kick it over to Gone on the left wing. Back to Brunson up top. Brunson at the free throw line. Now it's going to be Zoe Williams. Zoe gets her first points of the ball game. Lady Scissors up by 13. Kemp with the basketball up the floor, and it is stolen away by Dixon. Dixon gets it to Brunson. They're going to call a travel on that one. Too bad, because Brunson made the basket, but it won't count. Minute 39 to go first quarter with Lady Scissors up 13. And Monette will throw the ball in. It'll be Turner. Turner up the right side, gets cut off now. She'll give it back to Camp. Camp will send it over to Inman. Inman across the timeline. She'll go down on the corner, and that will be into the ball game. Meredith for Monette. Meredith up top, and it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Lady Scissor ball. Minute 19 to go first quarter. 13-point lead for the Lady Scissors. And Brunson will bring it up the floor. Brunson across the timeline. She'll walk it up now. She'll go right side. That'll be Barry. Barry to Gaughan. Now back to the right side. Dixon. They'll go up top. Williams. And Williams missed everything that time. She was going for the three. But it'll be Monette ball with a minute to go in the first quarter. Lady Scissors still in three-quarter court pressure. And it'll be Camp with the basketball. Gives it to Inman. Inman. And now we're going to have a foul on Lady Scissors. See who they're going to call that one on. And it'll be Gaughan picking up the foul. Her first team foul on Lady Scissors. Monette will inbound from the side and wasn't paying attention. Gaughan gives it off to Williams. Williams scores on the basket. Lady Scissors up 21-6 with 45 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Inman with the basketball. Right side, they'll give it up to Turner. Turner across the timeline, gets double-teamed. Now they go down in the corner. Meredith down on the block. And we're going to have a foul on the Lady Scissors down low. Looks like Jay Berry, I think, is going to pick it up. But let's make sure here. It will. Jay Berry, that'll be her first, second team foul on Lady Scissors. And Monette will throw it in underneath. And that will be Camp to throw it in. Down in the right corner is Meredith. Meredith. And almost stole away and does. It'll be off the hands of Meredith out of bounds. Lady Scissor ball with 24 seconds to go here in the first quarter, and they lead it 21-6. Brunson's going to walk it up the floor. She'll bring it across the timeline. Sets the offense down to 15 seconds in the quarter. Brunson with it now and almost lost it. Now they'll go back door. Jade Berry, and she scores. Berry's got her first points of the ball game. Monette with the basketball. 2 seconds, one, and that's going to be the end of your first quarter. Lady Scissors lead it 23-6 over the Monette Lady Cubs. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Fair Grove. Lady Scissors lead at 23-6 as we start the second quarter. Monette will have the basketball. And this time, Camp will take it to the right wing. Back up top now. Into the ball game is Jasunbeck. Hope I got that name right. All right. Turner with the basketball. They'll go inside now, and they'll kick it back outside off the hands of Camp out of bounds. It'll be Lady Scissor ball. Lady Scissors in the second quarter here. We'll have Barry, Ashton Judd, Mary Claire Gaughan, Georgia Osborne, and Zoe Williams into the ball game. Gaughan on the left wing, Osborne up top, and they'll go right side to Williams on the wing. Inside, it's Ashton Judd. On the other side, gone with the shot, no good. Liberty's basketball going to be picked up by Monette. It'll be Turner to bring it up. Lady Zizzers fall back. On the right wing now is Johnson with the basketball. Up top, Jerinsek. I hope I got that right. Probably not. Osborne steals it away. Here comes Judd on the other way for the layup. Ashton Judd's got 11 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzers lead it by 19. Here comes the three-quarter court pressure, and Barry's going to pick up the foul, her second. Trying to steal the basketball there. That'll be the third team foul on the Lady Zizzers. And Joyner's going to come in, and Barry will have a seat now. So now, Monette will inbound the basketball. And it will be Turner up top, right side to Inman. And it's going to go off the hands of Monette out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball at midcourt. It'll be Zoe Williams to throw it in for the Lady Zizzers. Osborne will set the offense up top. Back to Williams. They'll go baseline. Joyner. Osborne. Now it's left. Gone. Around the horn they go to Williams on the right wing. Back to Gone. She'll shoot from the wing. It's good. Gone's got her first points of the ball game. And it's now a 27-6 lead for the Lady Zizzers. And Judd steals the basketball. Gives it up ahead to Gone. And Gone missed the layup. Judd misses. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up. No good. But Judd's going to be fouled. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. See who they call that foul on. I think it's going to be, yep, Lindy Jasumbek. I still don't know if that's right. Judd shooting two, and the first one's good. Ashton Judd now with 12 points in the ball game. Ladies, this is up 22. Williams and Gunn will have a seat. Harris comes in, and Brunson is back in the ball game. So now we have the starters back in for the Lady Zizzers, and Judd hits the second free throw. And Lady Zizzers up by 23. So it will be, let's see, Johnson with the basketball. Gives it to Inman across the timeline, stolen by Brunson. Here come the Lady Zizzers again. Just, and she missed the shot. Brunson gets it. It's going to be blocked. She missed the shot, but Brunson's going to the free throw line to shoot too. So, foul, I believe, is going to go against Johnson, her first, and Brunson will shoot two. First one's good for Mackenzie Brunson. She's got 3 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzer's lead is 24 now with 5:57 to go, second quarter. And Brunson's second one is good. She's got 4 in the ball game. And we got a substitution here for Monette. Camp comes back in. And now Lady Zizzers have fallen back. They're back in their one, let's see, looks like either a 1-3-1 or a 1-2-2. Lady Zizzers got a hand on it, knocked it out of bounds. It'll be Monette ball underneath. And it will be Johnson to throw it in for the Lady Cubs. And she's looking, finally gets it inbounds, but it's stolen by Osborne. Georgia Osborne will bring it up the floor across the timeline. And she'll go right side to Judd. Judd cross court to Brunson. Brunson thought about the three, back to Osborne up top. It'll be Judd on the right wing. She'll put it up, and it's no good. Brunson with the rebound, turns, shot up, it's good. Mackenzie Brunson now with 7 or 6 in the ball game for the senior, and it's a 27-point lead with 5:20 to go first half. Inman with the basketball up top. And Inman will go right side. Back to Inman up top, down into the corner. 3-point try is no good. And in there is Osborne to take the ball away from Harris. And here come the Lady Zizzers. Brunson on the baseline to Drew Harris. Back to Ashton Judd. She'll dribble down the lane and score. Ashton. Captain Judd with 15 in the ball game now. And it's 35-6. Lady Zizzers with the lead, 4:44 to go here in the first half. Monette lost it off her foot out of bounds that time, Johnson. And now Kaylee Dixon's going to come back in. Osborne's going to take a break for the Lady Zizzers. So Brunson will move to the point for the Lady Zizzers. And here they come. Brunson sets the offense. Right side to Judd. Judd cross court to Dixon. Kaylee Dixon will shoot the three, and it's no good. Harris with the rebound. Gives it back to Judd. Judd with it up top to Brunson. Brunson going to drive. A little floater down the lane, rolls around and falls in. Brunson now has 8 points in the ball game. 4:10 to go here in the first half. Lady Zizzers up by 31. And I'm not sure that that's correct. We've got a foul on Lady Zizzers. And that one, I believe, is going to go against Alyssa Joyner. It is. That'll be Joyner's first. That is the fourth team foul on Lady Zizzers. So Monette will inbound underneath. They'll go up top. And Turner kicks it out on the baseline. Shot is up. No good. Judd with the rebound. Here come the Lady Zizzers pushing the ball up the floor. Dixon on the left wing. Back to Judd. They're going to call Dixon for the travel. So the score is right. My mistake. 37-6. Lady Zizzers with the lead. 3:45 to go first half. Inman will bring it up. Sets the offense for Monette. Meredith now on the right wing. Meredith looking. She'll go into the post. That'll be Johnson. Johnson, turnaround shot up. No good. Judd with the rebound for Lady Zizzers. Judd up the floor. It's Joyner. Joyner will lay it off the glass and in. Alyssa Joyner's got 6 in the ball game. It's a 33-point lead with 3:15 to go first quarter. And once again, it'll be Inman. She'll go right side. Down in the block now. Into Johnson, shot up, no good. Johnson over the back, and then Johnson hits the floor. And I believe Johnson should be called here for the foul. It will. Kaya Johnson, that's her second foul of the ball game, 14 foul. Joyner comes out, and Barry comes in for the Lady Zizzers. Also, Judd will come out, and Zoe Williams back in for the Lady Zizzers with 3:04 to go first half. And the Lady Zizzers lead it 39-6 over Monette. Brunson up top. Barry over to the left side. Dixon will try it again and missed it. Drew Harris underneath battling for that rebound. And it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball underneath. So Dixon will throw it. Well, Brunson will throw it in for the Lady Zizzers underneath the basket. And she'll kick it out. Dixon's going to try another three from the baseline. It's no good. Drew Harris will run it down, gives it back to Dixon. Dixon with it on the wing. Back up top to Brunson. Brunson will go right side this time to Williams. Down in the corner, stolen away by Johnson. And here comes Turner the other way. Turner shot up, no good. And Barry with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers. Brunson with it, pushing it up the floor. Brunson, and we'll get it up to Drew Harris. Missed the shot. Barry with the rebound. Zoe Williams shot up, no good. And we're going to have a foul on Drew Harris. They're going to call her over the back. Technically, she was over the arm. Judd and Gahn will come in. Dixon and Harris will come out for the Lady Zizzers. And Monette will have the basketball. 2:15 to go first half. Lady Zizzers up by 33. Inman with the basketball. She'll set the offense. Almost stolen away by Brunson. Brunson almost had it a second time. Now they'll give it up over here to Turner. Down the corner. Driving the baseline. And Brunson will steal the basketball. Here comes Lady Zizzers up the floor. And it'll be Gahn on the wing. Jake Barry underneath, shot up. She scores, and she's going to the free throw line. Jake Barry picks up her 4th point of the ball game. she'll shoot a free throw. And I believe Paris picks up the foul. She does. And that will be her first, fifth team foul. And Jade Berry to the free throw line to shoot one. And Jade's got it. Jade Berry with 5 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzers up 42-6. Minute 40 to go here in the first half. Edmund will go right side. Gone. We'll steal it. Brunson up ahead. Brunson on the layup and missed it. But Judd fighting under there, and she missed it, but gets her own rebound. She'll put it up again, and she, well, they're going to call jump ball. Wow. So now here comes Joyner in. Brunson will get a break. And Monette wants a timeout. Minute 23 to go, first half, 42-6. Lady Zizzers with the lead. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening. Lady Zizzers basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the 40th Annual Fair Grove Girls Invitational Basketball Tournament. Minute 23 to go, first half. The Lady Zizzers lead Monette 42-6. Monette with the basketball. Turner will walk it up the floor across the timeline. And now gives it up to Camp. Camp looking, goes down on the block to Johnson. She'll kick it out. And long three is no good. Loose ball going to be picked up by Monette and put in. And that will be Johnson, her first points of the ball game. Judd on the left wing, gone up top. Joyner kicks it around to Williams. They'll go baseline to Berry. Berry back over to Williams, gone. Judd on the left wing. Now they'll go Williams on the right wing, gone up top. Back to Judd on the left wing. Berry on the baseline, Joyner inside, and she's going to double dribble, lost the handle on it. 35 seconds to go here, first half, and it's 42-8. Turner with the basketball, she'll walk it up. 30 seconds to go in the half. Lady Zizzers up 42-8. They've held Fairgrove to 2 points this quarter. Driving is Turner. Shot up is good. Natalie Turner's got 5 in the ball game. 12 seconds to go. Gone with it. She'll give it to Judd. Back to Gone up top. Right side to Williams. They'll go back to Judd. She'll shoot the 3 from the wing. It's no good. And Williams is going to pick up the foul. Zoe Williams. And so 1.5 seconds to go here. So Monette will get one last shot. And it's up, but it's not going to count. Lady Zizzers have the lead here, 42-10, over the Monette Lady Cubs. We'll take a break. We'll come back in 60 seconds, and we'll have your Heart of the Ozarks medical equipment of West Plains halftime show. You're listening, Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
As the temperature cools, it's a good time to bring your vehicle to Don's Auto Service to make sure that all fluids are clean and topped off. Always be sure to keep up with your vehicle's preventive maintenance. It will save you money in the long run. Talk about saving money. Right now, get rebates up to $150 on select sets of Goodyear tires. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
If you or a loved one is diagnosed with sleep apnea, Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment has the latest technology in CPAP and BiPAP machines to assist you in your treatment. Home also carries all your CPAP and BiPAP supplies, from mask and tubing to the SoClean sanitizing machine. Talk to your doctor today and ask for Home, an affiliate of Ozarks Medical Center at the corner of 8th and Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. You can also visit them at homemedicalwp.com.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Fair Grove. It is the Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment West Plains halftime show. Lady Scissors lead at 42-10 over the Monett Lady Cubs. Lady Scissors had the lead 23-6 at the end of one. Like we said, they lead it here 42-10 at the half. For the Lady Scissors, 15 points in the first half for Ashton Judd, 8 points for Brunson, 2 for Osborne, 6 for Joyner, 2 for Gaughan, 4 for Williams, and 5 points for Berry. Nobody in foul trouble. And for Monett, 5 points for Turner, 3 points for Camp, and 2 points for Johnson, and nobody's in foul trouble for the Monett Lady Cubs. Lady Scissors have done it with some three-quarter court pressure. They've stolen the basketball. They've missed some layups, but made some layups as well. And the pressure is working for the Lady Scissors here in this first half as they lead it 42-10 over the Monett Lady Cubs. We'll take another break. We come back. We'll talk more Lady Scissor basketball on your Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment, the West Plains Halftime Show. You're listening to Lady Scissor basketball on 100.9 The Train.
If you or a loved one is diagnosed with sleep apnea, Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment has the latest technology in CPAP and BiPAP machines to assist you in your treatment. Home also carries all your CPAP and BiPAP supplies, from mask and tubing to the SoClean sanitizing machine. Talk to your doctor today and ask for Home, an affiliate of Ozarks Medical Center at the corner of 8th and Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. You can also visit them at homemedicalwp.com.
Colder weather is here, and Negri Plumbing wants to remind you to remove your garden hoses for your outdoor faucets to prevent your pipes from freezing and bursting. Nobody wants that to happen, but when plumbing problems occur, call the service experts at Negri Plumbing. From leaky pipes to sewer problems, people have trusted Negri Plumbing for over 40 years now. They also install water heaters, garbage disposals, and gas appliances. Negri Plumbing, 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Scissor Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Scissors!
Simmons Bank is proud to support the Scissors. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other. Because we accomplish more together than we do alone. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Scissor fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Attention Scissor fans. The Scissor Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Scissor Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Scissors in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thescissorzone.com and follow the Scissor Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Wiles Abstract and Title Company, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Scissors!
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy is open to the public. Visit them in their newly remodeled lobby or use the convenient drive-thru. They accept all major insurance plans and offer competitive pricing for non-insured patients. Open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to noon on Saturday. The drive-thru window is on 8th Street with a driveway entrance on Alaska Avenue in West Plains. For more information or to transfer your prescription, call 417-256-1793. Choose Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy, where they are focused on your health.
Save big during the Christmas sale at Hirschfeld Farm Supply in West Plains. Save $500 to $1,000 on all in-stock grasshopper mowers. Get the Steel BG56 CE handheld gas blower for just $159.99 and the Steel MS250 chainsaw for only $299.99. Curbside delivery is available, and you can see all their specials on Facebook. Hirschfeld Farm Supply in West Plains is proud to be your locally owned independent farm supply store.
Hirschfeld Farm Supply, more than up on store.
The school sports season is upon us. Knox Orthopedics wishes all area athletes an injury-free season, but sometimes the unexpected occurs. The four highly qualified orthopedists, Dr. Knox, Rawls, McCall, and Franklin, are ready to evaluate and treat your injuries with on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy. They will get you back on the road to recovery and doing what you love as soon as possible. Knox Orthopedics, appointments available in West Plains and Mountain Home.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
If you or a loved one is diagnosed with sleep apnea, Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment has the latest technology in CPAP and BiPAP machines to assist you in your treatment. Home also carries all your CPAP and BiPAP supplies, from mask and tubing to the SoClean sanitizing machine. Talk to your doctor today and ask for Home, an affiliate of Ozarks Medical Center at the corner of 8th and Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. You can also visit them at homemedicalwp.com.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment West Plains Halftime Show. Lady Scissors lead is 42-10 over the Monad Lady Cubs. Once again, I want to thank our sponsors for the ball game tonight. Toyota and the Scissor Zone of West Plains, Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home in West Plains, Simmons Bank of West Plains, Hirsch Street and Farm Supply, West Plains and Thayer, Parkway Beauty Academy of West Plains, J&J Recovery and Towing of West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics of West Plains, Negri Plumbing of West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center of West Plains, part of the Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains, Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer, and Shelter Insurance and Beckman of West Plains. Our boosters for the ball game tonight, Bless Your Heart Boutique of West Plains and Alton, Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Beckman, Knockout Tanning Salon, Coon Construction, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, and Ozark Awards of West Plains. That's our that's the folks who are bringing you Lady Scissor Basketball here this evening from Fair Grove, the 40th Annual Fair Grove Girls Invitational Basketball Tournament. Winner of this game will play at 6 o'clock Thursday night against the winner of the next game between Fair Grove and Rogersville. The loser of this game will play tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, against the loser of the Fairgrove-Rogersville ball game. So, all right. Looks like we're about to put the wraps to the Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains Halftime Show. By the way, we'll have the ball game for you Thursday night, and we'll have the one on Friday night as well. And also want to remind you, the West Plains Scissor Boys will open their season Friday night at Willow Springs. Freshman game will play at 4:30 with the JV and varsity to follow. So good luck to the West Plains Scissor Boys in their first games of the season coming up Friday at Willow Springs. All right, Lady Scissors, we'll have the original starting lineup back on the floor as we get ready here to start the third quarter. And Lady Scissors will get the basketball. And here we go. Georgia Osborne will set the offense for the Lady Scissors. Left side to Judd on the wing. Now, let's see, Judd will go, try to go back door and does to Joyner, and Joyner gets the shot up and in. Alyssa Joyner, the freshman, 6-foot freshman, she's got 8 points in the ball game. It's a 34-point lead. Remember, if it's 30 points or more in the fourth quarter, we'll have a turbo clock. Lady Scissors steal it. Brunson, she'll come up with the basketball, gives it to Osborne, who'll set the offense. Right side to Brunson on the wing. looking inside, Brunson. Now she's going to drive inside. Brunson kicks it out. Osborne from the left wing. It's no good. But Judd with the rebound puts it back up and in. Ashton Judd's having a terrific ball game. 17 points for the junior. And it'll be Inman bringing the ball up the floor. They'll go right side. I believe that's Turner. Johnson down the right corner, and it's stolen away by Osborne. Here come the Lady Zizzers again up the floor. Inside to Joyner. Shot up and good. Alyssa Joyner, the freshman, now with 10 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzers lead is 38. 6:45 to go here in the third. Inman brings it up. Right side once again. That'll be Turner. Down the corner is Johnson, knocked out of bounds by Brunson over there. It'll be Monette basketball on the side. And throwing it in will be Johnson. Gives it to Inman. Back to Johnson down the right corner. Johnson on the wing now. Gives it up to Camp. Camp up top. Now it's back to Johnson on the right wing. She'll go to Camp. She'll come down the lane and got a collision. No foul called as Drew Harris hit the floor. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Monette ball underneath. So, here we go. And the ball is overthrown. Georgia Osborne going the other way for the Lady Zizzers, and she's got the layup. Georgia's got 4 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzers lead it 50-10, 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Down in the right corner, that will be, I believe, Camp. Camp goes up top now. And around the horn to the right side is Camp once again. And coming down the lane is Turner. Turner's going to shoot, no good. Drew Harris with the rebound. Gives it up to Osborne. Georgia Osborne will bring it up the floor now. She'll set the offense for the Lady Zizzers. Gets the play call from Coach Lomick on the side. Got to get him in position. Now Brunson on the left wing. Back to Osborne up top. Right side on the wing will be Judd. Brunson on the left side. She'll pull up with a short jumper. It's good. Mackenzie Brunson's got 10 points in the ball game. 42-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. 5:19 to go, third quarter. And Ashton Judd just stole the ball. It goes off her hands out of bounds. It'll be Monette basketball. Williams will come in. Osborne will get a break for the Lady Zizzers. And Johnson will throw it in from the side. Gives it up top to Inman. Inman going right side. That'll be Turner. Now Turner just threw it out of bounds. I don't know who she was throwing it to, but it went out of bounds underneath the basket. Wasn't even a Zizzer player there. So, Brunson will bring it up the floor across the timeline. And Brunson goes left side to Judd. Back up top to Brunson. Back to Judd. Judd's going to back up for three. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Brunson. Now Williams from the right side for three. No good. And it's Inman now, the pack with the basketball with the rebound. She'll bring it up the floor. Inman with it. She's looking to drive. Now she gives it up to Johnson. Down here on the baseline is Camp. Shot up and good. Camp now has 5 points in the ball game. And Monette cuts the Zizzer Lady Zizzer lead to 40. Judd on the left wing. Brunson up top. Now it's Williams back again, cross court. And Judd's going to go down the lane. Shot up. It will not go. Drew Harris gets tied up underneath. And it's going to go to Monette. So Gone comes in. Drew Harris will come out. Get a breather for Lady Zizzers. Monette making some substitutions here. So now, Monette with the basketball. Inman will bring it down. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Lady Zizzers up by 40. There's a steal by Joyner up the floor to Judge. Judd over to Gone. Gone shot up, no good. And underneath, shot up, no good by Judd, and she's going to be fouled. Ashton Judd will go to the free throw line. Lady Zizzers are missing some easy baskets underneath. going to have to work on that. Foul goes against Harris. That'll be her second. First team foul, second half, and Ashton Judd to the free throw line. And Ashton misses the first free throw. And now Barry comes in, and Joyner will get a seat for the Lady Zizzers. Three Lady Zizzers in double figures in the ball game so far. Judd leading the way now. She makes the free throw. She's got 18. 10 points apiece for Brunson and Joyner. Monette with the basketball. Meredith in. Meredith down the right corner, and Brunson just steals it away from her. And lost it out of bounds. It'll be Monette ball. They'll throw it in from the side. Inman with the basketball. And, well, Inman took two steps. And the ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say it's off of West Plain. So Meredith will throw it in under the basket for Monette. Down in the corner. Turner with the basketball. Up top, it'll be Inman. Inman with it. And Inman works over to the right wing, looking. Finally gets it to just Stunbeck. And that's going to be Lady Zizzerball out of bounds. I still don't know how to pronounce her name. We're just going to call her Lindy. How's that? All right. Mackenzie Brunson will bring it up the floor. She'll run the offense. Left side to Gone. Back to Brunson up top. Now they'll go right side to Williams. Down in the baseline, Jade, Barry, and Judge shot. Blocked. Brunson puts it up. No good. And we're going to have a foul. Maybe against Ashton Judd inside. We'll have to wait and see. And it will. Ashton Judd picks up her first foul of the ballgame. First team foul, and Monette's going to take a timeout. 2:53 to go here in the third quarter. Lady Zizzers lead at 53-12, and we are back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Road Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
For over 30 years, Toyota of West Plains has been your hometown Toyota dealer with a local hometown team of people you can trust. It's no wonder why they're a six-time President's Award winner, which is only awarded to the best of the best dealerships. They go above and beyond in customer service and satisfaction. They invite you to visit their new showroom at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard. Parts and service open Monday through Friday. Sales department open Monday through Saturday. Stop in for a visit at Toyota of West Plains.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the Fairgrove Tournament. Lady Zizzers lead Monette 53-12 with 2:53 to go in the third quarter. Monette with the basketball. Inman will bring it up. Goes right side to Meredith and right through her hands right into Brunson. McKenzie up the floor. Gets it to Judd. Judd's turnaround jumper is no good. And I believe Barry in there. Jade Barry's going the free throw line to shoot two off the rebound. Inman's going to pick up the foul, her first. That is the second team foul here in the second half for Monette. Jade Barry shooting two. And Jade misses the first one. Jade's got 5 points in the ballgame. So Williams is going to come out, and Osborne will come back in for the Lady Zizzers. Jade Barry shooting one. And it's no good. And the rebound comes down to Monette. So up the floor, Barry almost stole it, shot up, no good. Battling underneath, going to go out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball right here in front of me. Judd to throw it in. Osborne will bring it up the floor. Georgia's going to set the offense. Left side, Brunson on the wing. Back to Osborne up top. Right side to Gahn. Back to Osborne. Brunson on the left side. She's going to try the three. It's good. And Mackenzie Brunson hits the Community First Banking Company at West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. It's 56-12. Lady Zizzers lead it with a minute 55 to go here. In the third quarter, Meredith gets the ball to Lindy. Lindy, it's stolen by Judd. Judd up ahead to Osborne. Osborne will pull it out. Gone on the wing, up top to Judd. Judd looking at down the lane. Nowhere to go. Osborne from the left side. It's good. Georgia Osborne, it's the 15-footer from the left side. She's got six in the ball game. Lady Zizzer lead is now 46. And it'll be Meredith at the free throw line, blocked by Berry. Loose ball inside and picked up by Brunson. And Brunson's off to the races the other side. She'll hand it off. Osborne with the left-handed layup. Georgia's got eight. Lady Zizzer's lead at 60-12. 1 minute to go, third quarter. And almost stolen, and it is. Judd gets it up the floor to Berry, up the floor now. And Osborne travel with the basketball. Dixon's going to check in. Gahn will come out for Lady Zizzers. 58 seconds to go in the third quarter. We'll have a turbo clock in the fourth quarter as Lady Zizzers lead it by 48 points. And almost a travel by Monette with the basketball. And it is stolen by Ashton Judd. Judd behind the back, almost lost it. Now she picks it up, and she missed the shot from about 2 foot. And Jay Ferry steals it back. George Osborne with it, gives it to Brunson. Lady Zizzers, there's Berry, and Berry missed the shot from the left side. Monette with it. And here come the Lady Cubs up the floor. Johnson. Johnson will give it up to Camp. Camp with the basketball down into the corner now. And we have no idea who that is on the floor, but we got a foul. I believe on the Lady Zizzers might be Georgia Osborne. Nope. Going to be Jade Berry picking up her third. Second team foul. 13 seconds to go, third quarter. Monette will inbound from the side. And now they'll go to the right side with Camp on the wing. 6 seconds, and Dixon almost stole it. Underneath is Lindy, and Lindy's going to get fouled. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. I believe Brunson picked up the foul. That's McKenzie's first. That is the third team foul on the Lady Zizzers here in the half. 2.9 seconds to go, third quarter. And Lindy misses the first free throw. Lindy's looking for her first point of the ball game here. Second free throw coming up for Monette. And it's good. So Lindy is in the scorebook with a point. Brunson will fire from half court. It's no good. At the end of three, 60-13, Lady Zizzers. With the lead, we are back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Track.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes. Book a hotel room and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my shelter insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Hot summer days weaken your car's battery. When temperatures drop, your vehicle requires more power to start, causing a weak battery to fail without warning. Don't risk getting stranded. Bring your vehicle to Don's Auto Service and have your battery tested. Also have your tire pressure checked. They can lose pressure when temperatures drop. Speaking of tires, get rebates up to $150 on select sets of tires at Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Pear Grove as we start the fourth quarter. Lady Zizzers will have the basketball. They lead it 60-13, so we'll have a turbo clock now. The only time the clock should stop is during a timeout. George Osborne with the basketball. Williams, Zoe Williams on the left wing. Down on the post is Harris inside to Joyner. Joyner trying to get it back out to Harris and does. Williams back up top to Osborne. Dixon on the right wing. Harris tried to go inside Joyner. Off her hands out of bounds, and it'll be Monette basketball. Monette defense really packing it in the paint there. They're daring the Lady Zizzers to make outside shots right now. Lady Zizzers trying to work it inside. Inman, almost stolen away by Dixon, goes out of bounds. And it'll be Monette ball on the side. Meredith will throw it in. Inman up top. And Inman now on the right wing. Gives it up to Turner. Turner with it now. Trying to drive. She'll get it down to... we got a jump ball. Torres. It'll be Monette ball underneath. So Monette will throw it in under the basket. Looking. Finally gets it to Torres. He'll shoot it from the baseline. No good. And we get another jump ball. This one will go to Lady Zizzers. Osborne ties up Torres. 6.5 minutes to go in the game as the clock continues to roll. Turbo clock here. Lady Zizzers will play 6 o'clock Thursday night against the winner of the next ball game between Rogersville and Fair Grove. And we've got a foul on the Lady Zizzers, I believe. Turner on her way to the basket. And Georgia Osborne picks up her first foul of the ball game. 14 foul. And it will be Turner to the free throw line shooting 2. And the first one's good. So Turner now with 6 points in the ball game to lead the way for Monette. Second free throw is coming up. And she's got that one. 60-15, Lady Zizzers with the lead. 5.5 minutes to go in the game. Osborne, right side to Dixon. Back up to Osborne, left side to Williams on the wing. Osborne up top. Now they're looking to Williams on the left wing again. It's Joyner, kicks it out to Dixon. Back up top. Osborne's going to try the three. It's no good. Dixon with the rebound, puts it back up. She's going to be fouled. Kaylee Dixon will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 for Lady Zizzers. And Torres is going to pick up the foul, her first for Monette. Third team foul for Monette. And Kaylee Dixon shooting 2 for the Lady Zizzers. And she missed the first one. Substitution, Meredith comes out. Camp will come back in for Monette. And now Kaylee Dixon will shoot the second free throw here. And it's no good. Rebound underneath by Harris, and it is blocked underneath by Turner. Turner brings it up the floor. Looking. Turner now gives it up to Harris. And long three is good that time by Turner. Turner hits the three. She's got 10 points in the ball game. And it's a 60-18 Lady Zizzer lead. Williams on the left wing, up top to Osborne again. Williams on the left wing. They'll go to Joyner, off of her hands, and Monette will have the basketball. Bring it up the floor is Inman. Lady Zizzer's playing a little bit sloppy ball right now. Kaylee Dixon, and they're going to call a foul on Dixon. She almost had that ball stolen. And so Kaylee Dixon picks up her first foul. And Harris and Osborne will come out into the ball game. Will be gone and buried for the Lady Zizzers. 3:25 to go in the game. Lady Zizzers up 60-18. Monette with the basketball. It's going off of Monette's hands out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer ball. And Williams will give it to Gahn. Gahn will bring it up the floor. She'll run the point for the Lady Zizzers. Gahn will go left side to Williams. Back to Gahn up top. Back to Williams. Williams looking. Back to Gahn up top. They'll bring it right side to Dixon now. Down on the baseline is Berry. Back to Dixon. Up top will be Gahn. Now they'll go Williams left side. Down on the baseline is Berry. Berry up top. And I believe that's going to be Torres picking up the foul, her second. That'll be the 14th foul. 2.5 minutes to go. Lakers will get the ball on the side. Williams will throw it in to Gahn. It's a 42-point lead right now, 60-18. Williams on the left wing. She'll shoot the three, and it's good. Zoe Williams hits the Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. And it is a 45-point lead right now for the Lady Scissors. 2 minutes to go in the ball game. Monette with the basketball. And they'll give it up top. Torres on the right wing. No good. Berry with the rebound. And it's going to be knocked out by Torres. It'll be Lady Zizzer ball with a minute 50 to go on the clock counting. Or it continues to run, I should say. Gahn with the basketball, right side. It'll be Joyner out on the wing. Now it's Williams on the left wing. Gahn up top. Back to Williams. And Berry on the inside. Kicks it out to Gahn. She's going to fire the three. No good. And underneath, rebound is good by Kaylee Dixon. Kaylee gets the rebound, puts it back in. Her first points of the ball game. And now we're got a timeout, but it's only going to be the substitute. Monette wanted to get a couple of players in, let them have some playing time with a minute 20 to go here. So, minute 20 to go. Lady Zizzers lead it by 47. Monette with the basketball. And into the ball game. Joyner steals it. And we've got a foul, I believe, on Monette. Torres has picked up her third foul. So 55 seconds to go. Gahn will bring it up for the Lady Zizzers. Right side to Joyner. Down the baseline will be up and in. Jade Berry scores. She'll go to the free throw line. Jade going for the old-fashioned three-point play here with 37 seconds and counting. One free throw for Jade Berry, a senior. She missed that one. Rebound, going to go out of bounds. It'll be Monette ball with 24 seconds to go in the ball game. So Lady Zizzers will move on to play Thursday night, 6 o'clock, against the winner of the next game between Fair Grove and Rogersville. Monette with the basketball, and almost stolen away by Dixon. And up the floor is Torres. Torres with it, 4 seconds. And almost stolen by Gahn. And that's going to do it right there. Lady Zizzers are going to win this one 67-18 over the Monette Lady Cubs. We'll take a break. We'll come back in 60 seconds with your Shelter Insurance and Direct on the West Plains Postgame Show. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Colder weather is here, and Negri Plumbing wants to remind you to remove your garden hoses for your outdoor faucets to prevent your pipes from freezing and bursting. Nobody wants that to happen, but when plumbing problems occur, call the service experts at Negri Plumbing. From leaky pipes to sewer problems, people have trusted Negri Plumbing for over 40 years now. They also install water heaters, garbage disposals, and gas appliances. Negri Plumbing, 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Now, more West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the 40th Annual Fairgrove Girls Invitational Basketball Tournament. And the first game is in the books. West Plains Lady Scissors with the win over Monette by the score of 67-18. It is your Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman, the West Plains post-game show. Lady Scissors leading the way tonight, 18 points for Ashton Jett, 13 points for Mackenzie Brunson, 10 points for Alyssa Joyner, 8 points for Georgia Osborne, 7 points for Zoe Williams, 2 points apiece for Mary Claire Gaughan and Kaylee Dixon, and Jade Berry had 7 points in the ball game. For Monette, they were led by 10 points from Natalie Turner, 5 points for Camp, and 2 points for Johnson, and 1 point for Lindy Jasungback. Lady Scissors led it 23-6 at the end of one, and they led it led it 42-10 at the half. They led it 60-13 at the end of three, and they went at 67-18. Lady Scissors did it with some three-quarter court pressure, got quite a few steals off of the pressure, was able to convert them for points. On the offensive end, they also missed quite a few easy shots, and I'm talking easy shots, folks. Some of them layups, some of them little two-foot jumpers, and you can't leave points out there on the floor like that. They're going to have to continue to work on that. Lady Scissors, a young ball club, but they're going to have to continue to work on it as they left some points out there on the floor and also committed some turnovers here. They need to work on scoring and not turning the ball over. That's what they'll be working on between now and Thursday night. 67-18, Lady Scissors with the win over Modette. It is the Shelter Insurance and Direct from the West Plains Post Game Show. We'll come back in 30 seconds. We'll have your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics to West Plains Player of the Game. You're listening to Lady Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
You're listening to West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back. Shelter Insurance, Andrew Eck from the West Plains Post Game Show. It's time for the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics West Plains Player of the Game. And no doubt about it, your Player of the Game, 5'11", junior Ashton Judd, 18 points and three quarters of play. And she's going to be our Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics West Plains Player of the Game. Ashton Judd with 18 points in the ball game, and I'm pretty sure she had a double-double as she was working the boards as well. And she came up with about 5 or 6 steals in the ball game as well. So Ashton Judd putting in a really good performance here for the Lady Scissors. Lady Scissors move on to play Thursday night, 6 o'clock, against the winner of the next game between Fair Grove and Rogersville in winner's semifinal bracket play. I want to thank the following sponsors for our ball game tonight. Shelter Insurance and Direct from the West Plains, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center of West Plains, Negri Plumbing of West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics of West Plains, J&J Recovery and Towing of West Plains and Thayer, Parkway Beauty Care of West Plains, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply of West Plains and Thayer, Simmons Bank of West Plains, Knox Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, the Scissor Zone and Toyota of West Plains. Our boosters tonight, Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer, Bless Your Heart Boutique in West Plains and Alton, Ozark Awards, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, Coon Construction, Knockout Canning Salon, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Beckman, and Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn of West Plains. Lady Scissors win it 67-18 over the Monette Lady Cups, and the Lady Scissors move to 2-0 on the season. We'll play once again Thursday night, 6 o'clock, against the winner of the next game between Fair Grove and Rogersville. Want to thank Sheila Bagel Station for a fine job tonight. I'm Ramblin' Rick. We hope you enjoyed Lady Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train. Good night.